This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today. Appreciate you tuning in. We obviously got the quarterfinals all set in the Euros and the Copa. We will dive into those. We'll also look at Major League Baseball, another full slate of games today. We'll give out some best bets. PJ's potluck. We'll go around the sports world. We'll look at Wimbledon. We'll look at international soccer. We'll look at some NBA, MLB, a little bit of everything. Dive into some prices that we like. And then it's a Wednesday. Also, we will look at Shark Tank, give out some prices for the John Deere Classic. And then Matt Horner will join us for Model Making Money. We will wrap everything up with PJ's plays for the day. Any best bets, questions, comments that you guys have for us, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Dallin Cuff standing by is going to join us here momentarily. We're going to kick things off, though, with Big League Peach as we dive into today's MLB slate. We got the Red Sox and the Marlins tonight in Miami. Boston minus 145. The Marlins are plus 120. Brian Bello on the mound against Trevor Rogers. I'm going to keep taking the Red Sox. I would look at a Red Sox team total over as well at 4.5. Their offense is hot. And I think going up against this Marlins offense, they could continue to score some runs. White Sox and the Guardians in Cleveland tonight. Over-under of 8.5. Eric Fetty going up against Gavin Williams. High-scoring game yesterday. Cleveland walked off Chicago in the ninth inning. Played them pretty tough. With Fetty on the mound, I would look at a White Sox first five plus a half. I think they could keep it close, maybe have a tie game going into the sixth inning. We got St. Louis up against Pittsburgh, Cardinals, Pirates, Miles Michaelis going up against Jared Jones. Feels like we're getting a good price with Jones at home. I'll take Pittsburgh at the minus 120. Mets in D.C. to take on the Nationals, Christian Scott against Mitchell Parker. Parker's been pretty good for the Nationals this season, but the Mets have absolutely owned the Nationals up until this point. So I will take the Mets at minus 130 against the Nats. Then we have the Reds and the Yankees. New York minus 185 going up against the Reds at plus 150. Andrew Abbott against Carlos Rodon. Again, these Yankees pitchers, we're starting to see some regression out of them. Luis Gil had another pretty rough start yesterday. Carlos Rodon has gotten crushed in his last three starts. He's given up 5 earned runs or more. I expect that Reds offense to continue to score, so I'll go Reds team total over at 3.5 minus 110. Then we got the Astros and the Blue Jays in Toronto, a total of 8.5. This is a 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. First pitch, you got Ronel Blanco for Houston going up against Yusei Kikuchi for the Blue Jays. I'll take the Astros here, minus 115. I think in a pick 'em, Astros are great against left-handed pitchers. Kikuchi doesn't have too good a history against Houston. Alex Bregman is a guy that I'm targeting today, has had pretty good success against Kikuchi in his career. So I will go with the Astros at minus 110 against the Blue Jays. Then we have the Giants and the Braves. Chris Sale going up today against Jordan Hicks. Atlanta minus 210 on the money line. San Francisco at plus 170. Yesterday, it felt like we were getting an inflated line with the Braves because Ronaldo Lopez was on the mound, and he's been so good for Atlanta recently. But Chris Sale right now is amongst the favorites in the NL Cy Young market. I think this price is about right. I like Atlanta to bounce back today. I look at them on the run line at -1.5. Phillies and Cubs in Wrigley. We got the Cubs right now +110 with Imanaga on the mound. The Phillies have Zach Wheeler going today. They're a -130 favorite. I'll take the under at 7.5. Great pitching matchup. Wheeler right now the favorite to win Cy Young. Imanaga thinks can I think he has a good start today. I'll take the under at 7.5. I think the Texas Rangers are about to get on a roll right now. I will take them at -145. Also look at them on the run line today, +135 against San Diego. Give me the Tampa Bay Rays today at -115 in Kansas City as a small favorite, -115. I also like Dean Kramer over 2.5 walks today for the Orioles against the Mariners. Dean Kramer is making his first start since coming off the disabled list. He's missed about 2 months. Think his command could be a little bit wild tonight. Probably not going to throw too many pitches. I'm sure he's on a pitch count somewhere in between 75 and 85, but I think only about 4 or 5 innings out of Dean tonight. I think he has about 3 or 4 walks, so I'll go over 2.5 walks at +140 for Dean Kramer. And that's what we got tonight in Major League Baseball for Big League Peach. Let's talk some soccer, though. And to do that, we go to the Glasser guest line. Dallin Cuff is joining us from ESPN. Give Dallin a follow on X at Dallin Cuff. Great quarterfinal matchups, Dallin, set in the Euros and the Copas. Before we get into that, though, your thoughts on the United States men's national team? We've kind of had another day to digest it. Obviously, a very disappointing result for them in the Copas, not getting out of the group stage. How are you kind of assessing where the state of that team is as we're all looking forward to the World Cup in 2026?
I smiled when you said it for those watching, just because it's a debacle. And this is the sad part, is before this tournament started, I had said this on multiple platforms, I could easily see them flaming out. The silver lining there is, would Greg Werhalter then be released of his duties, but then relying on U.S. soccer to actually make the right decision, make the right hire? I don't trust that, and I don't trust them even get rid of Berhalter. That's the problem right now. There is no vision. Since Sunil Gulati left U.S. soccer, they do not have a vision. They do not have a functioning group of people that are out there trying to attain, you know, results at the highest level when we do have a World Cup coming here, as you mentioned, in 2 years. So the red card by Tim Weah, you cannot do that. But Berhalter's consistent desire to play a certain system in a certain style and force these players to play in this way and be rigid with it is not good. Conversely, when they rehired him, that was a joke. Nowhere in the world would that happen in global soccer, to bring back a coach after a cycle like that when they just got to the round of 16. They achieved all their quote-unquote goals, but they didn't make any progress. And I will say this lastly. The players vouched for him repeatedly, because the players vouched for the coach does not mean that's the guy that's going to take them to the next level. That is, you know, participation trophy type thinking. We need guys, similar when Jurgen Klinsmann was there. He went a little too far with it, but uncomfortable, competing hard for my job, knowing that I have to play at my highest level in club to get a chance to play in the U.S. national team. That doesn't really exist right now. There's a lot of favorites. There's his guys, there's not his guys, and that's it. And the style, and there's no changing. That's got to go. I really hope they move on. To who? I don't know. And have the vision and the right decision made by U.S. soccer? I don't trust that either. So unfortunately, we are in a really bad place with the most talented crop of players we've ever had, without leadership, without vision, and some toughness from the players needs to evolve as well.
Yeah, I think that's the frustrating part, Down, is this group of players that we have, and with the World Cup, the fact that we're hosting it coming up in 2026, a lot of frustration and some big decisions that need to be made as well. Let's stick with the Copas, and certainly the quarterfinal match that everybody's looking forward to is going to be this Brazil and Uruguay game. What do you make of that one? Any thoughts on that game, and is there a side that you like?
Yeah, I mean, Vinny Jr. not going to be in the game for Brazil. He's one of the best wingers. You could argue the best winger in the world. Real Madrid star coming off a Champions League campaign, where he will be in the running, I think, in years ahead for the Player of the Year award, you know, for the FIFA Best Award and the Ballon d'Or, out because of yellow card accumulation. So him out of this game is big. Uruguay before the tournament, I thought, was a good value play because they are just tough. And you saw it the other night with the U.S. That game was was really physical. It was up and down. These dudes do not bend at all, and they also have talented players. Bielsa is an outstanding coach. They have a certain style and a certain way they're going to play, and a mentality that they are backing down from nobody. They beat Brazil last time they played in a competitive match in the South American qualifiers. I like them to advance in this game. That's my play. They're -100, they're -105, or even money. It's a different books for them to advance, which means they don't have to win, obviously, in 90. They have to get through to the next round. Penalties, whatever it may be, they get through. That's my favorite play in this game. I think it will be an entertaining game, and we never have these elite South American sides. There's no fear from one another because they see each other all the time, and their qualifying is the most difficult qualifying for the World Cup every time around we do this, and the Copa is a hugely competitive event every time they have it as well. So I think this should be a great game, a physical game, but I do tip Uruguay to get it done.
Yeah, can't wait for that one. The other three quarterfinal matches that we have, Argentina-Ecuador, you have Venezuela against Canada, and then Colombia taking on Panama. Colombia-Argentina, big favorites, Dallin. We saw in the Euros a couple big favorites, whether it was England, whether it was Portugal, kind of get tested there, going into extra time. Do you see any potential upsets in this quarterfinal round, especially out of Colombia or Argentina, or do you think both of those teams will move on?
I honestly think, you know, Colombia is better poised, really. I think Panama is a team that, when you saw it, if you watched the first 20 minutes before the red card against the U.S., they're just not that equipped to really be attacking. I think they're set up very defensively, just like they did against the U.S. They'll be back and kind of be in a low block and trying to hit on the counter. I think Colombia is too talented for that. I think they will break them down, and they will be able to score goals and win that game. Argentina, just because their opponent, they got Ecuador's slightly better team, and that was, you know, that might be a little bit more of an interesting matchup. I still believe Argentina, when you look at these teams as they go through this tournament, knowing who you are, how you win, and how you play is critical. Argentina has no questions in that regard, just zero questions. They know exactly what they're doing, how they're going to play, and how they've been successful both in the World Cup, obviously, and they won the last Copa America too. So I think they advance. I think the Euros is a slightly different beast with some of these teams that they're playing, some of the quote-unquote big boys. And I always say this, the big boys in Euros, the majority of them have not played well. So that's a difference, too. Argentina has played pretty well. Colombia has played well. Like, it's different when you are sputtering along and then you run into a team that's not scared of you and a very talented team. I think it's a little different here in the Copa.
All right, and then before we move on to the Euros, down, who would be your pick right now to win the Copas? Who do you like at this point?
It's hard to bet against Argentina still at plus money. Obviously, their draw to Venezuela and Canada, nobody really assumed that would be the matchup that they would be playing, the winner of that game in the semifinal contest. So they have a better path, as I just mentioned, with their team and with their solidity in terms of what they want to do. It's hard to bet against them and still plus money. But again, if you're going to go a different route, I would lean Uruguay. I'd still come back to them, and they're 5-1 in some books. So that's where I would go. Obviously, that price will change significantly if they get past Brazil. So if you're going to do it, you fire now.
All right, I like it. Let's move over to the Euros, and man, we got some good matchups in the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. Certainly that Spain-Germany game, Portugal-France should be really good. I think people are looking forward to England and Switzerland as well. Which game are you most excited for?
Don't sleep on Netherlands-Turkey, by the way. I think that might have the most goals in it. I mean, Turkey has these young, talented players. They can score. Obviously, their center back, Demiral, scored 2 goals yesterday. I didn't see that, but they have talented players. They do have they can have a mistake or two at the back. Hasan Oğlu will be back. Their captain will be back in their lineup again. He was out because of yellow card accumulation. I like a play for them to win or draw, I think, against the Netherlands. You can double the chance there still in plus money. I'm not big on the Dutch. I think there's still questions. Gakpo is much better in a Dutch uniform than when he's a Liverpool uniform. I still think that team is still trying to find their footing. They had a good performance last time out, really struggled in the group stage, obviously. So Turkey, double the chance of the play I like in a game that I think that'll be the one that I feel good about the over. 2.5, and the numbers reflect that. A lot of juice on that. You may even want to look at over 3.5, which gets you in plus money, but I could see a lot of goals in that game. Germany-Spain, I think, will be the best played game. That is a game, too. I think you may get to the over. There's been, you know, 5 of the 8 games in the quarters all went under. The goals have not been pouring in the Euros, especially with some of these bigger teams. But I think that game has 2 of the best offenses that know exactly how they want to play. And guys, especially the Spain team, the Yamin Lamal and Nico Williams have been so dynamic on those wings, and I think it's been a joy to watch. But playing the home team is tough. So in that game, I lean it over 2.5. I'm not going to pick a side. Germany or England and Switzerland, I think the Swiss are undervalued here. We've seen England struggle. The pressure of the press is crushing them. Those guys, there's more comments about the press than how they're playing, who's saying what about them. I don't love their form. Switzerland to win the game outright is a good, you know, good plus money bet. But I think, again, for them to advance, I think you're still around plus 120, plus 130. They could pull the shocker in the group. And last but not least, Portugal-France is the game I think is going to be the weakest game. I mean, France is yet to score a goal from live play, like of their own volition. Oh, they've got 2 own goals and a penalty. So I think they've surprisingly struggled. Now, what they always are is structured, is solid defensively. They are tough to break down, and they can, and they've won tournaments doing this, hitting you on the counter, They have elite speed with Mbappe and other guys that can advance the ball quickly, and they don't usually need that many chances when they're playing in that style. So I think this game could be a bit of a cagey affair. Ronaldo's presence there, I don't think it helps Portugal. I think Roberto Martinez has hitched his wagon to Ronaldo. He's playing him 90. He may play him 120. And you've got Gonzalo Ramos on the bench, which could help. Pedro Neto's on the bench, too, which could help them offensively. There's choices to make that I don't think Martinez is going to make. I think this game could be a one-goal or zero-goal game. So my play is under 1.5 goals is where I'm going to go, which is, again, in a plus-money play, because I do think we could have a cagey affair with it's just big brand names, big brand-name players. That delivers a bit of a dud for America, which I know that American fans do not like. American sports fans struggle soccer in general. If we hype this game, which will be hyped, I don't think this one's going to deliver.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. A lot of great stuff there on some of those quarterfinal games. Darren, I want to ask you about England because I know that you are a big college basketball guy as well. And England, to me, has the feel of a team. They're favored, by the way, to still win the Euros because of the path that they have. But you see it all the time in March Madness, a team that has that survive and advance game, and then they end up, you know, going and winning the whole thing. England was lucky to beat Slovakia. Like, do you feel that with this team? I know you said you like Switzerland, but could you see England maybe, like, getting past that game against Slovakia and then maybe they go on and win the whole thing?
The winning the whole thing is the challenge here. Their path is amazing, and we knew they would be the favorite. They were the favorite guys. We know this because of the money that the UK pours in at every betting event with England involved, that they're always one or two in these international tournaments because how the market is operating, not necessarily how the results are of the players. Now, the last two international tournaments, this team deserved to be a favorite or a co-favorite based on their talent level, but this tournament, they have not performed that way. And they went to third favorite before the France game when France finished in second place. And once that happened and these brackets became completely lopsided where you had France and Portugal and Belgium and Spain and Germany in one side and England on the other side with a bunch of, you could say, smaller nations or less experienced, less quality teams, they're on that side, so they became favorites again. So I'm not surprised they're there. If they get to a final, I wouldn't be surprised by that, because you are kind of right. There's institutional knowledge, but also about how they've played through these tournaments where they are defensive, they're resolute, and they take a chance or two or have a moment of brilliance. We saw Jude Bellingham literally save their entire tournament with that bicycle kick. That's not that surprising. So I liked the Swiss because of the value on the play. But yes, could I see England getting to a final? 100%. They're still favored to get to the final for a reason when you look at the bracket. I don't think if they played the Spanish team we've seen so far, the German team we've seen so far, or the French team, maybe even Portugal as well, I don't think they beat any one of the four remaining left side of the bracket. So, yes, there's a survive and advance mentality to all the international tournaments, just like March Madness. It's a very good comp. That said, I don't think that they have the ability, the way they're playing and the way they've been set up with Southgate, and also having such talented players like Phil Foden and Jude Bellingham and not being able to put the pieces where they need to be to have these guys excel, to play at the level that they did for their clubs. We haven't seen it yet. I don't think they're just going to find it. I don't think Southgate's going to find it out of nowhere. So to beat true quality opponents that they're going to have to beat, which they haven't even done in this tournament, I don't think they're going to win this whole thing.
All right, we'll see what happens. I can't wait for those quarterfinal games. They get going on Friday with Spain and Germany kicking things off. He is Dallin Cuff from ESPN. Give him a follow on X at Dallin Cuff, joining us here on Send It In. Dallin, really appreciate the time, man. Great analysis. Enjoy all the games, and hopefully catch up again soon.
Thanks, guys. Later.
All right, good stuff there. Dallin Cuff from ESPN. All right, moving on now, a little PJ's potluck as we go around and give out some plays that we like in Wimbledon, in the Euros, in Major League Baseball as well. Bring on my producer, Shawnee Sharp. And Sean, what's the first thing that we have up?
Yeah, Peach, the first one we got here is in Wimbledon. We have to win the men's Wimbledon, Jannik Sinner is at plus 200, or Carlos Alcaraz is at plus 240.
I'm going to still ride with Sinner here at plus 200. I know a lot of people will be enticed by Alcaraz. He won Wimbledon last year. He's coming off of a French Open title. But Sinner's favored for a reason. He's the best player right now in the world. He's number one. He's in the best form. Grass is his best surface. So I will still ride with Sinner at 2-1.
All right. Next up, we'll go over to the women's side. Iga Swiatek is at plus 300, or Elena Rybakina, right? I think I said the right.
Yep.
At plus 350.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Elena Rybakina over Iga. Iga's worst surface is grass, and Rybakina is a former Wimbledon champion, so I think you're getting a good price. The fact that Sabalenka withdrew from this tournament has really opened things up. I think it's opened it up for Rybakina, so I will take her at plus 350.
All right, next up here, we're going over to the Euros. Would you rather bet England, you were just talking about this, Dallin, at plus 350 to win the Euros, or Spain to win the Euros at plus 400?
It's tough. Yeah, England does have one of those, like, survive and advance type feels. Like, nobody wants to bet England right now. It just kind of feels like it's the same old England. You're waiting for them to choke. They're not scoring many goals. And Spain has looked like the best team. I do think the winner of Spain and Germany is going to win the Euros, and I think the winner of that game is going to be Spain. So I will take them at plus 400.
All right, sticking to here to some soccer, but we're going to go to Copa. Argentina to win the Copa America at plus 125, or Brazil to win at plus 333.
Yeah, I mean, Dallin said it. Argentina, their draw is very favorable, right? Getting Ecuador and then the winner of Venezuela and Canada. They should be off to the final. Brazil's got a dogfight on their hands with Uruguay. That's going to be a really tough game. And then potentially they could meet up with Colombia in the semifinals, who they just tied with 1-1 in 90 minutes the other day. So Argentina's looked like the best team. They're on a mission right now trying to win three straight international titles, two Copas, and one World Cup. So I'll go with Argentina, plus 125.
All right, last one here for you on PJ's potluck. We'll go to your Orioles to win the AL East at plus 120, or the Astros to win the AL West at plus 145.
It's a good one. I like both, but I'd probably more so like Houston at plus 145 just because the Yankees, you know, they're going to go all in. They're going to spend money. They're going to do everything they can to keep Soto happy and try and get him to re-sign with New York. And the Astros, it just feels like they're getting hot. And Seattle right now, their pitching staff is excellent, but their lineup is not very good. I think Houston's coming for them, so I will take the Astros at the better price, plus 145. All right, let's talk some golf now as we move on to Shark Tank. We got the John Deere Classic this week out in Illinois. Shawnee Sharp, give us a couple of offers that we got here in the John Deere.
Yeah, that first one I got here for the John Deere is Sung JM to win the John Deere Classic at 12-1. I'm asking for a half a unit.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on Sungjae. He's playing great golf. He's in good form. This should be a course that sets up well for him because of how good of an iron player that he is. But there's just something about taking guys that are favorites that aren't used to being a favorite going in. We saw that with Tom Kim last week at the Rocket Mortgage. Really was never a factor. So I'm going to be out on Sungjae this week.
All right, this is a BetMGM special. I'm asking for one unit on Jordan Spieth to shoot 67 or lower in the first round. It's minus 110.
So Jordan is a past winner at this event. The problem is he hasn't played here since he won 8 years ago. So it's been a long time. He's certainly not the same player that he was 8 years ago when he was in his prime competing for those major championships. Great putters tend to do very well here at the John Deere. So that one thing that is going for Jordan if his putter is working for him. But I think there are better options on the board, and I don't think he's going to get off to a good start tomorrow. So I will pass on Jordan Spieth 67 or lower.
All right, how about one unit on the Postman, JT Poston, to finish in the top 10 at plus 275?
Yeah, I'm in on this. JT Poston, the last two times he has teed it up at the John Deere, he finished sixth, and he was a winner back here in 2022. I just mentioned good putters tend to really do well on these courses, and JT Poston's a guy that tends to win golf tournaments where the fields aren't very good and where you have to make a lot of birdies, and that's what we got this week at the John Deere. So I think Postman's going to be in contention. I like him for a top 10.
All right, a couple more here for you, Peach. How about one unit on Neil Shipley to finish in the top 10 in the first round? It's at plus 550.
You know, I think this is a decent play. Obviously, when you're handicapping the first round, you need a lot of luck involved. There's a lot that could go wrong in just one round of golf. But Neil Shipley, you look at his three events this year on the PGA Tour, two of those events being major championships. And then last week at the Rocket Mortgage, he has got off to pretty good starts. He was one under par at Augusta. He was even par at the U.S. Open. And last week, he was five under par at the Rocket Mortgage. So Neil's done a good job of getting off to a hot start. I think he could be worth a play this week, finishing the top 10 tomorrow. So I'll take plus 550.
All right, last one here for you. Another BetMGM specialist to finish in the top 20. I'm asking for one unit on Sepp Straka and Aaron Rye. It's at plus 240.
I'm going to be in on this as well. Sepp Straka's the defending champion, a guy who's a very good iron player, good putter, should be in contention again. And then Aaron Rye, who was in the final group last week at the Rocket Mortgage, had a chance to win that event. Great iron player, great approach player, which is what you're going to need this week. Long fairways at the John Deere, a lot of shots in that 125 to 150 range with the wedges. Aaron Rye makes his putts. He could be in contention again. So both of those guys, top 20 plus 240, I am in on that here during Shark Tank. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In, trying to make us all some money. Matt, before we get your best bets for today, what does the BetQL model like? What are some of their five-star plays?
Yeah, so our five-star play of the day is going to be the Mets and the Nationals over 8.5 here. It has this as a final score of 5 to 4.5 on average. But I love this one as well. The Mets are crushing left-handers. They have a 125 WRC plus as an offense. It's the second best in baseball. Going up against Mitchell Parker tonight, who's on the mound for the Nats. He's a negative regression candidate. 3.32 ERA, 3.95 expected, and 3.96 expected FIP. So I think the Mets can crush him. They might be able to go over this total themselves. So yeah, we're going to go with a five-star play of the Mets and the Nationals over 8.5.
We've gotten extra innings in the first two games of that series, Matt, so maybe we'll get it again, and certainly extra innings is the friend of an over better. How about you, Matt? What are some of your favorite plays for today?
Yeah, so my one favorite play of the day I'm going to give you is the Angels and the Athletics over 8. I just think this total is really low. 8.5, a lot of places as well. 8.5, I still would take the over there. Davis Daniel on the mound for the Los Angeles Angels. Unbelievable MLB debut his last time out. 8 innings, 8 strikeouts, no walks, 4 hits. He was insane. I don't expect that type of performance again, honestly. Like, you can't expect a performance like that again. He faced the Tigers last time out, who just stink against righties. The A's aren't that much better, but I still expect some regression for the man after that type of performance last time. On the other side, Joey Estes, he is a slight positive regression candidate, 5.24 ERA, 4.29 expected, and 4.76 expected FIP, but his home run rate, 1.36 home runs through 9, is quite high. And tonight they're playing at Oakland Coliseum, which is normally a pitcher-friendly park, but playing weatherman again, as I always do. Winds expected to be blowing out here over 10 miles per hour, could be 15 to even 20. Quite windy, apparently, in the bay, and we could see some balls flying out of the park. So I just think this total is a little low here at 8 or 8.5, and I would play the over there. That's going to be my best bet of the day.
All right, very good. Matt, before I let you go, we were talking about some of the division races during our show. Orioles in the AL East, Astros in the AL West. I want to ask you about the Houston Astros. Seattle's been the best team in that division all year, but here come the Astros. They're only 3 games back. They're playing good ball. They're getting healthy. Do you think the Astros chase down Seattle in that AL West division?
Yeah, I fully agree with what you were saying before. I think the Astros are definitely the best value here. The Astros, as we all know, they have the much better offense between these two teams. It's not even close. The Astros are much more productive offensively. Mariners, much better pitching staff as a whole. Mm-hmm. But when they play on the road, that pitching staff isn't nearly as good as when they play at home. So, you know, there's quite a bit of a difference split there. I'm going to take the Astros general manager at his word that he's going to add at the deadline. He specifically came out and said they will be buyers. So I'll take him at his word. I'm much more trustworthy of the Astros to be buyers than Seattle, who historically is kind of cheap. They got rid of a lot of guys this offseason, even though they were pretty successful last year. That Teoscar Hernandez, they let him walk. Eugenio Suarez, they traded him. They didn't really add anything either. So I just trust the Astros more to add people at the deadline. So, yeah, I just think they're the better value here at plus money right now.
Yeah, a lot of good points there. Matt, good luck to you tonight on your over in Angels Athletics. Appreciate the time, as always, and we'll catch you up again here soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
All righty. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Time to wrap the show. PJ's Plays giving out our best bets for today. And speaking of the Houston Astros, that is where we are going with our pick for going streaking today. Alex Bregman against Yusei Kikuchi, 7-for-18 in his career. Bregman's starting to pick it up a little bit, batting 250. He was close to like the 210, 220 range for much of the season. He's getting hot, and he's got a favorable matchup on the mound today. We'll take Bregman as our guy in going streaking. Dean Kramer, over 2.5 walks, is going to be my prop lock today at plus 140. Dean is coming back from the disabled list. I think the command is going to be a little bit shaky, so I'll go over 2.5 walks for Dean at plus 140. Dog of the day is going to be in Wimbledon, and get this one in now because 15 minutes from now, Jannik Sinner against Matteo Berrettini. We're going to go with Berrettini in the first set. Plus 200 against Jannik Sinner. Berrettini's the guy that made the Wimbledon final a couple years ago. Great on grass. Battle of Italians between these two. I'll go Berrettini as my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp, Manny Machado, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And Denny McCarthy, top 20, is going to be my best bet at plus 110. The rest of my golf card for the John Deere Classic. Denny McCarthy's on there, top 10 and top 20. And Patton Kizzire is the guy, talked about him yesterday, that I absolutely love. 100-1, I think that's a great bet this week. Also taking him top 20. And then Nick Dunlap, I like at 33-1. Nick Dunlap tends to do very well on courses that yield a lot of birdies. Maverick McNealy, an excellent putter. I'll also back him at plus 250. That's our card this week for the John Deere Classic. And once again, our best bets for today, Alex Bregman's our pick and going streaking. Dean Kramer, over 2.5 walks against the Mariners at plus 140. Matteo Berrettini, our dog of the day, in the first set, plus 200 against Jannik Sinner. And then Denny McCarthy, my favorite bet in golf this week, top 20 at plus 110. Thanks again to Dallin Cuff, Matt Horner for joining us here on Send It In. If you guys missed any part of the show, make sure you go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. We're off tomorrow for the 4th of July. We will see you back on Friday. Enjoy your holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.